Leonardo actually transfers some of his cartoon onto the walls of the Palazzo Vecchio and starts painting, using a bit of a similar technique that he uses for the Last Supper in Milan, with the disastrous consequences that we know. He uses sort of paint, actually oil paint, directly on the wall, and the whole thing sort of flakes off, and it's a sort of disaster. And he quickly abandons the work and moves to Milan, and then, you know, in due course will end up going to work for Francis I in France. Michelangelo actually never transfers the design onto the walls. He never starts painting.
What's the reason for that?
Well, I think he sort of runs out of time in Florence. He's actually called to Rome by the Pope to work on the tomb of Julius II. And so is more and more scarcely in Florence. And, you know, I think Michelangelo fundamentally is more interested in sculpture than he is in painting. He's a sculptor at heart. That's really his thing. Mm. This extraordinary tomb project is more enticing to him than the battle. And then, you know, very quickly, only about sort of 5-6 years later, the Republic of Florence falls and the Medici come back to power. And these two frescoes were meant as a display of the might of Republican Florence. So the whole commission basically becomes null and void when the Medici come back to power. And so he's sort of left, he leaves the commission behind. And then also, you know, Michelangelo then, his next fresco project is the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And that's what ends up taking most of his time and energy. And the work by Michelangelo, the cartoon, remains, we think, in the Church of Santa Maria Novella for sort of about 50 years. And is copied and admired by people, seen as really the great, great thing. And actually, Michelangelo sort of has it kept on the lock and key, and not everybody's allowed to see it.